Now, a bit more about President Bush's visit to London and his meetings with Britain's Prime Minister, Tony Blair. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here. Madeline, you've had an interesting conversation with someone who really knows the Prime Minister.
Indeed, Alex. I spoke with Sir Peter Stothard. He's a former Times of London editor, and he wrote a book recently called 30 Days, Tony Blair and the Test of History. Stothard had unrestricted access to Blair for a month last spring during the lead-up to the Iraq War, and so has a unique perspective as to what motivates Blair. Peter Stothard, aside from all the pomp surrounding the president's trip to Britain, and I understand he's going to be wearing tails for one of the first times for the state dinner, what will Blair and Bush talk about behind closed doors of substance?
I think they'll talk for very little time behind closed doors, and that has shocked people here, really, how little amount of a working visit it is. But there are three big issues on British minds. One is Guantanamo Bay prisoners, which we don't see really why the Brits in Guantanamo Bay shouldn't be sent back for British justice. The second is steel tariffs. We don't see why, as a good friend of the United States, our steel exports should be subjected to 100% taxes. And the third is the general unease about all the good that was supposed to come from the Iraqi war. Is it coming? And I think the president today did give some indication of his continuing determination to press ahead with the Middle East peace process, which is of great importance to Tony Blair and those on the Labour and the government side who supported the war.
So Blair obviously risked a lot politically to stand by President Bush during the war and during its very contentious aftermath. What does he hope to gain from that?
Tony Blair wouldn't put it like that. I mean, I spent my 30 days with him, and I thought I knew him quite well before, but the extent to which Tony Blair believed that this was his war as much as George Bush's, I think sometimes he felt it was more his war. He's the one who has the sort of neoliberal idea of the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. He believes in that very, very strongly. So the notion that he should get something out of it, I don't think is very high on his mind.
Now, by all accounts, Blair enjoyed a very deep friendship with President Clinton. What's his relationship like with the very different President Bush?
You know, well, I've watched both of them together very close up. And if you watch Tony Blair and Bill Clinton together, they're like a couple of buddies. They're like guys going out for a drink together, talk about policy till late in the night. But Blair, I think, eventually got rather sort of tired of Clinton and felt, you know, that you may have a long and interesting discussion, but at the end of the day, perhaps he didn't actually sort of cut the deal and didn't kind of work out as you'd thought. With Bush, who he'd got nothing in common with really politically at all, I didn't think they had, he just discovered first that it was a rather sort of business-like deal, and when you did a deal, it stuck. And then they did discover that they had this common view about this neoliberal doctrine of preemptive strikes against bad guys who are outside the sort of civilized pale.
Now, you were a fly on the wall for 30 days and had unrestricted access to Tony Blair. What is it about him as a person, as a man, what kind of personality traits does he have that will stand him in good stead with these meetings this week with President Bush?
What really surprised me and surprised the people who supported Tony Blair, his own MPs, much more, was quite how single-minded and prepared to accept unpopularity he had become. You know, we all knew Tony Blair, I've known him for years, as someone who really liked to be liked. Suddenly, we find that there's another side to Tony Blair, whether it's based on his Christianity, whether it's based on a particular kind of philosophy, we don't know. But he turned out to be extremely steely and fixed and prepared to be unpopular. I think Bill Clinton has something to do with this too. I think Tony Blair had looked at Bill Clinton and said, look, this guy had all these ideas, we always talked about them, but in the end, he just stayed in power and didn't really do as much as we wanted to do. You know, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down on something I believe in. That idea, I think, will appeal to Bush. How it plays with the rest of the country and the rest of the world, not so clear.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thanks very much.
That's Sir Peter Stothard, author of 30 Days, Tony Blair and the Test of History.
Well, thanks, Madeline. But did he also talk about how the British themselves are reacting to this visit when you spoke with him?
Yes, he noted that everyone is quite shocked by the level of security surrounding the president's visit, something we're used to here in the States. He said London has basically been turned into a mini America this week. But despite that, there was a security breach at Buckingham Palace, where the president is staying. It's got everyone talking. A tabloid news reporter got an undercover job as a footman at the palace and had all sorts of access, including to the president's bedroom. And this reporter was apparently going to serve breakfast this morning to the president's top aides before he quit his job last night. And as he wrote in today's 15-page spread in the Daily Mirror, had I been a terrorist intent on assassinating the Queen or American President George Bush, English. I could have done so with absolute ease.
Well, of course, he wasn't a terrorist, just another undesirable tabloid news reporter.
Exactly.
Thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome, Alex.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brandt.